Roland's right hand dropped to his holster and found it empty. It was only then, hours after she had taken her leave, that he realized Susanna had taken one of his guns with her into the other world. Good, he thought, good. If it is the darkness she found, there would have been five for the things in it and one for herself. Good. But this thought was also dim and distant. He pulled the other revolver as Mordred crouched on his hindquarters and used his remaining middle leg, curling it around Oi's midsection and pulling the animal, still snarling, away from his torn and bleeding leg. The spider twirled the furry body upward in a terrible spiral. For a moment, it blotted out the bright beacon that was Old Mother. Then he hurled Oi away from him, and Roland had a moment of déjà vu, realizing he had seen this long ago in the wizard's glass. Oi arced across the fire-shot dark and was impaled on one of the cottonwood branches. The gunslinger himself had broken off for firewood. He gave an awful hurt cry, a death cry, and then hung, suspended and limp, above Patrick's head. Mordred came at Roland without a pause. But his charge was a slow, shambling thing. One of his legs had been shot away only minutes after his birth. And now another hung limp and broken, its pincers jerking spasmodically as they dragged on the grass. Roland's eye had never been clearer. The chill that surrounded him at moments like this never deeper. He saw the white node and the blue bombardier's eyes that were his eyes. He saw the face of his only son peering over the back of the abomination, and then it was gone in a spray of blood as his first bullet tore it off. The spider reared up, legs clashing at the black and star-shot sky. Roland's next two bullets went into its revealed belly and exited through the back, pulling dark sprays of liquid with it. The spider slewed to one side, perhaps trying to run away, but its remaining legs would not support it.